GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, your guide through today's tangled web of Web3 developments, blockchain blunders, and the occasional regulatory roller coaster. So let's dive right in. First up, let's talk about the latest on salaries in the crypto world for 2026. If you're a smart contract auditor, you could be looking at a salary anywhere from $90,000 to $300,000, depending on how many zeros you can add to your years of experience and code vulnerability eliminations. These auditors are essentially the unsung heroes, or maybe just underappreciated ones, of the blockchain universe. Their job is to scrutinize the code, identify any weaknesses, and basically ensure the smart contracts don't end up doing something, well, dumb. If you're thinking this sounds like your run-of-the-mill software testing gig, think again. The layer upon layer of decentralized applications and blockchain protocols requires a specialized skill set that traditional tech roles just don't cover. These auditors must possess a thorough understanding of blockchain tech, particularly platforms like Ethereum and Solana. They're like the Gandalf of the crypto world, standing up to the Balrog of bugs and exploits, muttering, "You shall not pass." For protocols and DeFi projects relying on these experts, it's a matter of life and death, or at least financial solvency and insolvency. Now, let's switch gears to the regulatory front. The SEC has thrown the crypto community a curveball, announcing a safe harbor allowing startups to raise up to $75 million without the usual enforcement actions. It's almost as if the SEC realized that maybe, just maybe, innovation shouldn't be strangled in its crib. This move could catapult DeFi startups into a new era, enabling them to raise funds without the perpetual fear of regulatory hammer strikes. However, don't go popping the champagne just yet. This is still the SEC we're talking about. Their idea of a safe harbor might still come with a hurricane warning. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions have rattled the crypto markets harder than a five-year-old on a sugar rush. A cascade of $450 million in liquidations followed the latest international showdown, making it painfully clear that the crypto market is still at the mercy of forces beyond blockchain. It's a reminder that no matter how decentralized we think we are, news on the political front can still send shockwaves through an already volatile landscape. Let's not forget our friends, the Rust developers. They're slated for the same salary range as smart contract auditors, $90,000 to $300,000 in 2026. Rust is becoming the language of choice for building secure and efficient blockchain protocols, thanks to its memory safety and blistering performance. In traditional tech, Rust might just be the go-to for performance-critical systems programming, but in crypto, it's the backbone of platforms like Polkadot, Solana, and Near. These are the ecosystems where Rust developers make their mark, ensuring that the infrastructure can withstand both technical demands and the whims of a changing market. For those working or looking to work in crypto, these salary figures are promising. But remember, the crypto space is about more than just numbers on a paycheck. It's about being part of a frontier that's still being explored, where the technological landscapes are as uncharted as they are transformative. For builders and job seekers, it's a thumbs-up day. If you're a developer or an auditor, the demand for your skills is only going up, along with your potential earnings. And if you're a founder, the SEC's new regulations might mean less time tangled in red tape and more time focusing on innovation. And that's a wrap for today's Crypto Grind Daily. Keep grinding, stay informed, and remember, in crypto, change is the only constant. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.